Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
405 DGS on KMOX. You can listen to us in 98.7 FM. If you're between the rivers, you can also go to KZK HD2 102.5, which, Trish, top of the hour, let's go ahead and do that.
It's so easy. You're just going to be like,
you keep saying that,
well,
but I can't find the button.
I'm just going to guess that you didn't look real hard. Knowing you.
You ever heard of YouTube?
Wow. Wow.
You probably tough. Just like glance tough. And like, I don't see it.
Is it just me, or did I just promote how you listen to the station and then playfully ask one of my good friends to help me program it?
It's on 98.7, okay?
I don't know how to do anything.
I love you guys.
That's the FM signal if you can't get the AM signal.
97.1's looking pretty good right now. Hello, Dave.
Oh my God. Boy, Trish has your impression down.
Doesn't she? Yeah, I don't even need to show him do the show
sounded
anymore. She
like
can just
him.
Do it.
Welcome to St. Louis.
I didn't look. I'm going to go out and see how easy it is. We really must do this.
I have to say, though, we all have our, like, just, damn, you can dance. You can, what a voice. Yours.
Dang.
Yours
Dang.
That.
What?
No one does that
yeah.
like you.
No, that's true.
Am I wrong?
No, that's true.
Oh, that's
pretty
a great talent
it.
To have. It's
she
really going to take
she's
me
just
far.
Doing it just then.
Oh, no.
She could go
it's
professional.
Not good. But, like, if you were a lawyer, you'd be like,
objection.
Like, that know. Would be great, wouldn't it? Wouldn't they that
She
great?
Would win every case for the rest of her life. They'd go... The opposite counsel would go, objection, and then she'd go, objection.
It really stops you.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sure that's you who is guilty.
No, or she'd go,
case dismissed.
Or she'd go, oh, he's got an objection now.
Oh, here we go.
She'd get up for her closing arguments and be like, I so don't want to be here.
You guys are maniacs.
Any of you jurors don't want to be here filming?
If you say not guilty, we can all go home.
She's wooing the bailiff. She's got her arms
all
around him.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. This has gone on.
It's always Andrew.
No, I'm saying like with a cigarette. Like your mom. Not that kind
we
of wooing.
We just got to keep going.
Not that kind of wooing. I mean with the cigarette like your mom.
She woos her mother with a
no,
cigarette?
No, your mom. When she was like wanting your mom to smoke with her and then they became
it's
best
always,
friends.
Everyone's making fun of Trish and then Andrew hops on with something that makes her go, all right,
I
that's
know.
Enough.
I don't know what I'm doing that's any different.
Well, it's just a pattern I've noticed.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. I looked.
Then she's just throwing her sex right at the bailiff.
I didn't mean it like that.
Like Dave's mom. That was pretty weird,
oh
though.
Oh, my God.
I went to show Rachel and Andrew my bedroom where I slept as a young lad, and I come out, and these two are like Cheech and Chong smoking it up in the kitchen. And in that space, she learned more about
I
my
did.
Mom than I know.
Well, Dave's going to get mad that I'm smoking.
We were driving
I'm like, don't tell him it's your house.
We were driving back, and she's like, Dave, you never told me about the story of the time that she was at in France with the... Like,
I'm surprised you didn't teach her just go, ooh.
I'm
okay.
Never doing that again.
All right. There you go. We blew through 5 minutes on that one.
Bingo.
So it's a little just blustery out there. Is this what we're looking at for a while?
Yeah, it's a warming trend. We talked about this yesterday, that the key during the work week is warmer temperatures. And basically, there's some high clouds out there now. There's very little moisture to work with in the atmosphere, so let's not worry about anything. Tomorrow, chilly start. Not overly cold, but chilly. 65 in the afternoon on Wednesday. Only 45 for the low Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny, 73 for the high. The record Thursday is 75 from 2012. We'll be hanging around that number. That'll be interesting to see if we can break it. Get that close, we might as well. Friday, sunny and 68. Not even close to a record. That's 76. Cooler over the weekend with high temperatures in the 40s to near 50 degrees. Also, today marks the end of the hurricane season in the Atlantic and the Gulf Coast. It was the third most active year, 21 named storms, 7 hurricanes, 4 major, and most of the action really focused, the real hard stuff focused on the Gulf Coast, especially Louisiana. Ida and Grace were the strongest U.S. hits. Larry and Sam were also very powerful hurricanes, but deep into the Atlantic, not really a factor.
Cool. Can I take you inside baseball, inside Dave's mind? When I was talking to Dave, and I'm like, well, it's a little blustery out there. There's not a leaf moving.
Yeah, it's actually like warm today. Like,
well, there's a warm front. There's a warm front coming through.
To me, blustery means cold and windy.
Oh, no.
But here's what happened. I panicked. Like, within the sentence, I go, well, it looks a little, and I looked out there, and all I could think of, a weather word was blustery. I'm like, blustery today? And Dave goes, oh, yeah. That's like, thank God. And I was going to go, doo.
Dave, it's I bail you out. Monsoon out there.
No, Dave, it's not blustery.
See a tornado cloud.
No blustery.
Rach, tell me about reproducing robots.
Okay, let me find the paper here.
I hate that. I hate those words together.
Mark it down, people.
I bet you do.
The robots take over. Has begun. Cell-based living robots are able to reproduce themselves.
I don't like
something
that.
Else I get to walk in on.
You just did it. You just did it to sentient robots.
I don't like it.
So they've taken frog cells and they've created these beings called xenobots, and they can self-reproduce. So they can collect hundreds of individual cells in their dishes to spontaneously assemble baby bots that grow up within a few days. It happens over and over. The problem is there's a challenge with controlling the reproduction. You can't just go like, hey, stop. Like, it just keeps happening. So enjoy
So it's like robot
they
takeover.
For like
that's what I'm saying.
So
enjoy the brief time that we have left before this,
Who's they?
Robot. Scientists.
The robot
Andrew.
Apocalypse.
Harvard University, Tufts University, and the University of Vermont.
Also, for what it's worth, when you tell me, well, now there's robots that have cells and can reproduce, it's like, okay, so people.
You want to
like,
nail
you've
one.
Just. Mm-hmm.
So how do they stop it with the ones they've made? Do they have to destroy them so they don't keep multiplying?
That's a good question. I do not know the answer to that.
I'm scared. Robot apocalypse.
Crazy.
Well, the robots are going to come in and Trisha's just going to go, ew, and they'll leave.
Well, that's how the war is going to start. Is she's going to hurt one of their feelings. They're going to be like, you know what, I'm sick of these humans. I walked in and that girl was like,
I am frog cells 47, let's reproduce.
Yuck.
Yeah, you look like you have frog cells. And then they're just going to collapse.
I'm going to die if you guys don't stop.
Really?
Yes.
We stop.
Here's why it's a good thing. You could use this to create as many robots as you want. The bad thing is that's not going to be good.
There's a lot of robots.
Do we know how nano they are?
They're little bitty.
Like microscopic
in
your bloodstream.
This is all happening in a little
dish.
Yeah. But it'll eventually be used to make robots that like deliver drugs and things like that.
Some guy's garage is just full of little baby robots right now.
Frog-looking things.
Father, may we leave? It's like, not yet.
I'd love to take the car tonight.
Just smashing him with a hammer because he doesn't know what else to do.
Father, can we have just a couple minutes, please?
Ribbit. So I think Andrew's going to try and get someone on about this, but I saw that I don't have TikTok.
Oh, I got her.
You got her?
Yes, I got somebody great on.
Okay,
for
preview.
5 o'clock tomorrow. Okay, so her name is Katie, and she is she's like a teacher and counselor for all things like this, and like sort of the almost like a mystic, you know what I mean? She calls herself a prominent person on Witch Talk, which is like TikTok for
witches.
Yeah, TikTok for
figured
witches.
That out.
And magic and things. And so she's going to tell us about things like the ability that they claim to have.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Like, yeah, like shifting into other timelines and sometimes
from getting
like
in the shower.
Worlds.
Yeah, they said that water is a conductor to be able to move from one timeline to another, which, as you guys know, is a big thing with me. Not in the shower, but I mean, just I believe
what?
In timelines.
Timelines. I didn't know the water thing.
I was like, what? You think you
that's
can
why
do
they
things
do
in the shower?
No, that's why they do it in the shower, is they think that water is a conductor of spirituality, and it's a gateway, and so she can move from one timeline to another while she's taking a shower. It just sounds so dumb.
I have that, too. So I'll get in the shower, and then I'll holler for my wife, and she ignores me, of course, and then I'm like, I can't believe I've shifted into a timeline where I have no wife.
In this one, my wife still doesn't answer me.
So I'm sorry. Is she's a witch?
She is. She's going to tell us all about herself and what her deal is. I don't want to call
you
her
seem
a witch.
So
mystery guest.
As you're rolling this out, has she threatened you in some way?
No. She's actually very nice.
And she's like, she's let's
I
say
still don't
mystic.
Get what she's talking
she
about.
She researched the show and she thinks the show looks
she's
great.
She's magical with a K.
But I don't want to like put words in her mouth and then have her come on and be like,
turn you into a newt.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Got
no
it.
No hexes here. Thank you.
I get why people think that as far as like the timeline shift in the shower, because a lot of times the shower is the only time you're alone with your thoughts or like maybe unknowingly meditating. So your mind is really clear because you're not looking at a screen or talking to someone else. So then you get out, maybe you feel a little different, but I got to say, I'm pretty skeptical that you've entered into another timeline.
So when Andrew was hesitatingly rolling this out, you said, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, the shower thing is a big thing on TikTok.
How so?
It just shows up. People have just gotten a hold of it. And then the way trends work is someone sees something and then they're like, oh, I'm going to replicate that. So I get that amount of views. And then you have thousands.
What do you mean the actual changing universes in the shower?
The claim that they use the shower to do that.
It has been showing up.
And do most of them seem serious or most jacking on it, just being silly?
Most of them seem like girls who are really into astrology. So take with that.
How do
you will?
As is Katie, our guest tomorrow. She's very like an astrology teacher.
I follow like a couple like astrology people, mm-hmm. and it's like that type. It's not like, you know, it's usually that genre of person. Like I use that to hop into other timelines, but I don't think it was widely a thing until TikTok got it trending.
Andrew, are you in the coven?
I might be now. She and I have been talking back and forth. I think I'm going to get the induction.
How does she seem?
The invite. She's very, very nice. She said that she researched the show. She seems the show seems great, and it seems like a really interesting place to talk. I said you and Dave
are going to have... Did you tell her I'm really into timelines and things like
that? I did. And she's like...
But that I don't take showers, I take baths?
That's going to be a problem.
So only my butt...
That's a different experience.
Only my butt stuff goes into
I'm like,
the...
all right, so can
oh,
we portal...
Oh, Dave's butt.
Can we portal from the...
You gotta dunk in the tub if you want to go into another
somewhere
timeline.
My butt's president.
you get out of the bath.
Let's impeach this ass.
You get out of the bathtub and you're just your butt is in a suit.
Well, what about like, if you like you, when you get up in the middle of the night and someone didn't put the toilet seat back down and you kind of fall into the toilet?
Worst.
Do you go into another timeline then?
That's the worst.
That's not a good one. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Throttle Net.
He's like, this is what I do every day.
Yeah. He likes it.
Talking about getting into another timeline. She goes, Dave, what do you do? Like, you go to Janet, she's like, what'd you guys talk about?
There are some days.
Well, Glover was like, hi, Dave.
This idiot said it was blustery outside.
Blustery! Can you believe it?
And then, I guess it's going to stay cold for a while, huh? Nope, it's going to be 70 tomorrow.
It's going to be really warm up.
Evidently, Trish threw her sex at Dave's mom. 423 DGS. So, the guys and I usually eat lunch together. And today we all had different things to do. So I had Subway delivered to my house and then brought it in to eat. And I get the same thing every time because everyone does from Subway, right? And when I opened it up, it was swimming in vinegar and oil, which I don't get at all. what's the proper emotional response to that? Like, I didn't yell or cuss or anything, but it kind of ruined my morning. Mm-hmm.
I totally get it.
Like, what would a healthy emotional person do?
Right. Well, I certainly can't tell you that. I despair. Like, that is so bad when you when you go through a drive-thru, get your stuff, get home, and then open it, and then it's completely different. It's just it might be the worst feeling in the world.
Okay.
I would lay on the ground and kick and scream for an hour. I think that's the proper response.
You're making fun of me.
No, kind of.
What would you really do?
No, I would be angry. I'm serious. I would be really angry. It would ruin my day as well. So I'm not really making fun of you.
Rachel, you're the only
just
adult
be
here.
Mad
I was
going to
say, Dave, you're
day.
Asking Trish and I what we would do. Yeah. It's you're forgetting who you're asking.
You're right.
I don't know if I would lay on the ground, but I mean, I think it's normal to be disappointed and upset. Just, take a little second, mourn for the sandwich that could have been. And if you can stomach the vinegar and oil, just.
You
try
paid
to have
for
an okay
it.
Lunch.
You probably paid extra because you had it delivered. You waited for it.
Oh, yeah. It's like $25 sandwich by the time I
this
got it.
This is your lunch that's going to get you through the day, and you open it, and it's the wrong thing.
What I should have done is just throw it in the trash, go get something else, but I kept making myself take bites.
And get madder.
And with every bite, I'm just oh, terrible. Then ask Rach if she wanted it.
Yeah, give me bad. Your, let me have that gross sandwich.
She wants my used vinegar-soaked sandwich. Hey, Rachel, you just want to eat this.
I do like vinegar, though.
It's the same thing as, ooh, this smells. Smell it.
Ooh, vinegar is one of my things.
Oh, I love salt and vinegar
I
chips.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like kind of like the smell very, of vinegar. Very small amount of vinegar. Like a microscope. I mean,
I don't want to taste it.
You said that you've been waiting years for someone to ask you.
I like a hint.
And no one
did.
And no one did.
How much vinegar you like?
To be clear, no one did. I just saw.
Oh, just a drop.
I thought I saw it.
I like
opening.
To put it on the tip of my tongue and let it sit there for a while.
I like to be teased with vinegar. Yeah, I could barely.
I don't
barely
want to see it or think about it, but I want it to be there.
Here's me as a little kid. Here's how bad my thing with vinegar is. With the paws, P-A-A-S, that you dye your eggs with.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like puppy puking, trying to make the little egg thing.
I really so use awesome. Vinegar for that. I guess I've never dyed eggs.
That was magical.
I think
what? I can turn these eggs a different color?
I think it's different now, but as recently as the mid-90s or so, it was definitely vinegar.
You talk about taking the extra time to do something and it turns out wrong and you're mad. I got my nails done this morning and I already have a crack in it.
Uh-oh.
What's that? What do you have a crack in?
In my nails.
Oh.
That I got done this morning.
She just got them done.
It's really annoying.
That's the worst feeling, too.
And it's expensive to me, anyway. And then
that's your sub sandwich.
You're giving up an hour of your life sitting there having them do your nails so that you have pretty nails for the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And
was it your fault?
I'm going to get down on the floor and kick and scream.
Or was it
our
theirs?
Nails?
I think it was theirs.
Are nails like a massage? Do you have the weird, are we going to talk or not talk?
Yeah. I don't talk.
I don't either.
That'll shock you.
I don't want to.
How do you guys do with, I was going to say haircuts, but.
My sister-in-law cuts my hair.
Dave shaves his head. So,
her sister-in-law cuts my hair.
Well, that's what I remembered. I was like, Dave shaves his head. Rachel has her sister-in-law, who's her very good friend.
Sit down, and Trish.
Here's the problem.
What do me and Trish do when we get here?
Here's my problem. My mom and I go to the same person, and she's so sweet. But my mom loves to talk nonstop the whole time, and I don't. So I feel like when I come in, she's expecting me to be my mom.
Yeah.
And I bring a book. I want to read my book.
Is there anything your mom doesn't ruin for you?
No. Really?
That's a really good idea to bring a book. I've thought about having headphones in and doing a podcast during my nails, but then sometimes they ask you questions and I don't want to be
You have to be I'm doing work.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on a conference call.
I would love to talk to you.
But I just can't.
436 DGS on KMOX. Ask for a little help here. We have a good friend of ours who has been a big fan of the show for years and years and years. We've met her any number of times. And she is getting over COVID and her mom is in ICU and is really struggling with it. So anyone out there who can give a thought or a prayer to an anonymous person, please do that because she's really special to us and her mom's really having a hard time. I see the new Miss USA. How many years can this go on? How many more years can we keep strutting women out in their bikinis and giving them numbers?
Well, it's not about that, Dave. It's about who has the best personality.
I feel dumb
My
now.
My dad was watching smartest. It.
They all, was he really?
I swear to God.
All right, that's kind of adorable.
He was watching. He goes, boy, there aren't any pretty ones in here. And then he looked at me like,
so that's where you get it.
Was he a fan of the Victoria's Secret fashion show? Whenever,
oh my God.
Remember when that was on CBS like a random Tuesday?
Yeah, like that, 8 o'clock.
Is that one they're still doing? Is that still like
no,
on TV?
They don't do that anymore.
They stopped that.
Victoria's Secret actually said they were changing like their entire culture to get with the times. I walked past it at the Galleria the other
Not
day.
Not so much.
Looked the exact same, which I don't care. Who cares? If you want to be able to buy girly lingerie, do it. If you want to buy something different, do it. Like, whatever.
The fashion show was a little much.
It was a little much. It definitely was.
Okay, who's watching this except my dad?
You know, you're right, though. What's wrong with just mind your own business?
Right.
You know, I want to do this. I want to buy this. I want to watch this.
Oh,
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like you don't have to change.
Who does it
your
hurt?
Culture.
Beside Trish's mom, her dad was watching a bunch of.
She wouldn't care.
She's like, please watch it.
Yes,
leave me alone.
They sleep in different rooms anyway.
Okay, well, putting that out there now.
They have because he snores, and they're 80.
Right.
I mean,
no,
they want
no.
their own room. I would too.
Okay. No.
I slept in a different room. Maybe that's why I'm divorced. We slept in different rooms.
Keep on going.
I thought you meant
we
Trish,
did.
Trish, I thought you meant from your parents, and I was like, oh, so.
No, when I was married, because he snores.
I sleep in a different room from my parents.
Mm-mm.
I'm a big girl now.
Do you remember when you used to, like, for a while there, I thought married people slept in separate rooms? Because, I mean, when you would watch on reruns, I Love Lucy, especially, like, what were they doing? Like, anyone who was old enough to understand knew.
Yeah.
That you slept in the same bed.
I don't know. I happen to think that the ideal marriage, if you had the money, would be to have like a duplex, you know, where you have your space, he or she has their space.
That'd be great.
But you hang out all the time. You still live your life together, but.
Yeah, separate wings, space. But like a shared common area, like a big dorm.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't
I'll be
it.
In my wing if you need me.
I also think like there's nothing wrong with separate beds, like. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not constantly at it. It's like if you have trouble
sleeping,
snoring and sleeping, like, go over there.
No, I'm lucky. My wife doesn't have trouble sleeping, but I know I snore terribly. And so, like, I've been waiting. I've been, like, any day now.
I'm
she's
getting
like,
the tap.
She just goes to sleep first.
Basically, yeah.
That's one of the worst offenses.
Snoring.
Well, it's like, what are you supposed to do? Wake the person up and be like, you're disturbing my sleep, so let me disturb yours.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, I feel terrible about it because it's like, it's not really something that I have
you can't
a lot
help
of control
it.
Over.
Yeah, but it's annoying.
But I know how, like, annoying that it can be.
You know how when you say, I literally didn't sleep last night, but you know you probably did. One of maybe three nights in my whole life like that was when we, the dads took the girls, I don't remember if it was Girl Scouts or what, but took them to the zoo and spent the night. And so we're in like this utility building or something like that.
Really?
And it was probably 50 girls, 50 men. And it was total fun. Like went into the zoo at night. It's just us. We come back there. We eat pizza. And then we go to bed. And I'm telling you, it was seconds until these idiot dads started snoring. And it was one of the worst, dumbest, cartoonish things I've ever heard. It was like a Elmer Fudd. Like, it was like their covers were going up in the air and stuff. And I'm just like huffing around. And I went into the bathroom and I got toilet paper and shoved it in my ears. And I'm just laying there. I just kept going like,
like
38 men are going to go like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Excuse me. Didn't mean to be.
That's got to be so uncomfortable, not for the kids, but like you're grown men and you're all sleeping in the same room.
Yeah.
It was not.
That's got to be very awkward.
It wasn't 50 ideal.
50 of you.
Yeah. And then Phoebe's friend ate too much pizza and she kept throwing up.
Oh.
And it was me, her, the throw up girl's dad. Mm-hmm. And we're on those little mats, you know, like if you're Buddhist. And so I kept pulling Phoebe closer to me and she would turn and throw up towards her. Then the dad would find the brightest Coleman lantern ever invented, put it right next to Phoebe and start cussing like crazy.
It's go home.
Oh
your daughter
finally
is
did.
Right. Your daughter is puking
it took
at
a
the
few
zoo.
Hours.
Take
it took
her
a few
home.
Hours.
But also, why didn't the daughter like go like, oh, I need to go somewhere. I can't just like
yeah, maybe
lay
the
here.
Restroom would be better.
Yeah, I can't just like, I'm not going to just turn my head and
we're
vomit.
All just ripping on a girl.
I wish I had answers for you.
That's true.
All I know is this. The next morning, we all got up and we went back into the zoo to see what happens in the morning. And I remember being like nose to nose with a black panther. I'm like, F you, panther. Like, I slept.
You weren't taking anybody's business.
Tell me about your holiday firsts.
Oh, there was a survey. I'm sure you have some sort because you always have some weird story. But, you know, when people either spend their first holiday alone or if they spend a first holiday as a couple or their first holiday with a child or decorating their own home or something like that, people are just saying, oh, I remember my holiday first. I wish I could do that all over again.
Do you have any?
No.
Good segment.
No. I do when I first got married, which we did not spend a lot
you
of time
in your bedroom but not his.
Engaged. I always find it funny until that point I thought we all celebrated the same way. Like everybody was excited for the same holidays where he couldn't care less about birthdays, Christmas, Easter, but I didn't even think about it before then. Just thinking everyone would celebrate the way my family celebrates. You're trying to bring two different families together mm-hmm. and do the same thing. And that was my first big,
were you,
like, whoa.
In hindsight, were you understanding or were you like, what's wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with you?
Okay.
Totally what's wrong with you.
Go to
like,
your room.
What is your problem? It's Christmas. This is what we do.
You know
what
used to really weird me out is when I would go... I mean, I only went to one place. I go to Benton, where the rest of my family's from. And if you spent the night with like cousins, it would really weird me out that they had different news. Like I just
different news
on TV.
Yeah,
oh,
I just felt. Yeah. I felt like.
Or when the radio stations change when you're on a road trip.
All of it was.
I don't like that. That makes me feel like I'm entering another timeline.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember like your first Christmas where your kids were around, or you know they were waiting for Santa?
No, I must be pretty narcissistic. Like, I remember Christmases.
I remember what I got for Christmas
yeah,
that year.
Yeah, basically. Like, I remember presents. I remember stuff like that. And I mostly remember, it's such an obvious joke now, but it was literally true, that I would start yelling. So I grew up in a very small house. You guys have been there. Mm-hmm. So there's maybe 20 feet between me and my parents' room. And starting at like 3 a.m, I'd yell, is it Christmas yet? And my dad would be like, no, God, I'm out. And so I'd do that like every half hour in the hour. And usually right about 6, I'd yell, is it Christmas yet? And my dad would yell, gee, damn it. Get up! And like that, and I'd be like,
that was
woo!
It.
Like, I was so afraid of my dad and his gee damn it. But that was one where I'm like, yeah, and I just run in and start ripping stuff open. And
you have a lot of stories like that, though, where you're like, I was so afraid of my dad, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
I was so afraid of my dad. That didn't stop me from yelling at him at 2 a.m.
But my dad, it was weird. Like, my dad, he was a hard man. He was. He just, he's the opposite of me as a parent. I'm way too soft. He was way too hard, but he loved Christmas. And I would get as many gifts as most kids, which surprised me. But like, yeah, he loved it. Like once he yelled, gee, damn it, he would put on his little robe and he would be into it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Except for 1 year, I knew I was getting a bowling ball, which is still in my office. And so I run out and there it is. It's all wrapped up and I bend down. It's a bowling ball. So I have to, you know, heave this thing. And it was a soccer ball and I threw it and it hit the ceiling and broke it. And like that dust fell down on me. So that was a 2G damn it Christmas that time.
You're in trouble on that one.
What's the best gift you ever got as a kid?
Probably the Betty Crocker oven bake.
Easy Bake Oven?
Easy Bake. That's what, oh my God, I loved that thing. I thought I was a chef.
Did you make stuff in it?
Oh yeah, it comes with a little kit.
Wasn't it just a light bulb?
Mm-hmm. But,
it came with like brownie mix and stuff.
It would make it. I mean, I don't know what the mechanics of it were, but
I'm not pushing back.
You could actually make brownies in there or the cake, but then at some point you ran out of the stuff and we never got refills. It was just like you had to play with the oven.
It would make me so happy if Trish were like, I did it, my famous brownies, and it's just the Betty Crocker.
It's just like this big.
Still had it.
You can only cook with a light bulb.
Oh my God.
That would
that
be amazing.
And like roller skates or a bike. That was always
I had an easy bake oven.
Here we go.
I was very into my Easy Bake Oven.
A touch of vinegar.
Just a dab.
Just sprinkle it on top
of
those
brownies. Did your dad have a problem with you owning an Easy Bake Oven back in the day?
I don't think so. I was a fairly gender neutral child to begin with, as far as like toys and stuff. Like I remember I had a little puppy, like veterinary set, and I would like do little surgeries on the puppy.
Gender?
Yeah, how's that?
I don't know, because I feel like it was marketed more to
girls.
There
are no male veterinarians.
Hmm. Well, no, it was just like, I felt like it was like, because it was a very like cutesy dog. It wasn't like a.
You don't really see, I get what he's saying. Like, I can't imagine that being marketed to a boy in the 90s.
Yeah, and I, like, really loved the Easy Bake Oven when I got it. Like, you know, just mostly just because I love sweets. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I was excited. I was like, I can make it my own.
I can make my own now. An endless supply.
And I can eat it all
myself.
Can
make my own vinegar brownies.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday, so remember Hardee's, of course, for Operation Food Search. Also, our friends at Yuppie Puppy, former clients, really good people. They have a rescue arm of what they do, and they take in so many dogs. They take great care of them. So if you are a dog lover, go to the Yuppie Puppies Forever Rescue on Facebook, and you can give there, and they do a really, really nice job. Great place to go get a dog or a puppy or to just help them out. Rach, tell me about the woman who's charging her friend.
Yuppie Puppy. I saw this story online last night. There is a woman over in the UK that makes a huge dinner for her friends and family every Christmas, and she says it's like hors d'oeuvres, main dish. I have vegan options. I have dairy-free options. I have desserts, all this stuff, alcohol, and it's just getting expensive, so I'm going to send everyone a bill for $35 if they want to show up. At this point,
no thanks.
Yeah, I would I would be happy to chip in and help if someone was like, oh, I love doing this, but it's getting expensive. But I have news for you, lady. I bet half the people don't even really like coming that much.
Right.
And you're the one putting all the pressure on to having all these like gourmet things.
Or how about like, I can't do this. It's getting so. How about everybody just bring a dish?
Right.
Like, I'd rather do that, or I'll pay you $35 not to invite me. That'd be cool too.
Okay. We've all been alive for a while. Anyone who would ever charge you for Christmas dinner, is there any chance at all that they're likable at all?
Mm-mm.
I agree. Like, all I need is that one piece of information about her.
I know. That's so horrible. Wait, did she post this herself?
Yes.
And was she just getting ripped on?
Yes.
I would imagine.
So
like,
it's $35
for... Don't do it.
It's $35 for adults, $10 for children.
Oh, my God.
She's even charging her own kids, but one of her boys is working off 50% of the debt by helping her do dishes.
Is this real? Like, do you think she's just doing it to so we talk about her?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
It's in a weird gray area where it's like, I could see someone being this delusional and this like, my dinner is such a huge deal and everyone wants to come, but it's getting expensive and they should pay for it. When it's, you know, it's about this lady fulfilling whatever her holiday fantasy is and everyone feels obligated to go.
Man, I had when I was young and real stupid, I had a friend get married and I said I would go and bring a date and then I didn't. And the mom of the daughter tried to charge me and like tried to chase me down and make me pay.
I've heard of that.
And I didn't have the $200. So I'm just like,
$200?
Yeah.
What?
Something like that. It was a really nice wedding.
I feel bad I missed out on the $200 thing.
Oh, for two people? So $100 still.
I mean, all right. That does sound like a really nice wedding, but. Why are you spending that much if it's going to completely break? I just don't get the difference
between
like.
Yeah, if you need someone to pay you.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying it anyway. So so Dave didn't eat the beef and the fish dinner. Like, is it really? You already paid for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Andrew, I'm going to need you to give me the sound of her saying Dave didn't eat the beef. Just don't worry about why.
He didn't eat the beef.
Dave didn't eat the beef.
Also, if you had given her the $200, is she going to give you a nice
That's
a good beef point.
Did you freeze my lunch for me?
Where's my Wellington?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.